Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hi, I want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. We are now in 2016. Woo-hoo! I want to welcome everybody to this brand new year and all kinds of exciting things going happening. We got a couple of lovely ladies, some of our regulars scooting up to the cafe table here. So Miss Amy, she's one of my regular co-hosts, my lovely sister. She is a change agent and just a wonderful counselor for anybody out there who's really wanting to be looking at it just a little bit different way of being able to be creative in your life and how that will look for everybody. So, hi, Amy. How are you tonight?
I am doing great. I'm excited about where we're heading tonight. It's going to be a fun ride.
Yeah. I think so, too. We've got some exciting things we're going to be announcing and talking about tonight. And we have Miss Mercedes. She's jumped onto the chair over here and scooting up. So, Miss Mercedes, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Thanks for checking in, and we're going to go ahead and just get this party started. So last episode, we were on talking about envisioning your future, and we were using vision boards, and the prior show, we were also talking about letters to your future self, and I think it was really just a really nice combination between the last couple shows. Just ways that we can really be stepping forward into 2016 and having it being very positive and a future thinking. We kind of coined the saying last show was futuring for ourselves. And anything that's come up for you since we did the last show and just your process, I know you'd shared that you were going to be starting a journal and working with that future concept. So what's come up for you so far?
It's really, like we had talked about earlier, really taking visioning and futuring to the daily level. Like today I had a really intense day, had a lot of things I had to get done. And so this morning I had my quiet time and I visioned and wrote with my higher self, how would I get that done? And so it really helped me. It's not just esoteric, visualizing is a wonderful thing and this dialoguing is wonderful, but it also made me stop and think, okay, what are the things I really have to do? I'm leaving for a trip on Thursday morning. What are the things that have to get done? I had a couple of meetings. What do I have to do for planning for them? And so it really helped me to have the step-by-step and what had to happen when. So it helped me get energy, but it also helped me clarify what step needed to be done and what could I leave until tomorrow.
There you go. Well, it's just a sense of my priorities and things like that that really need to go ahead and be on there. So how about you, Mercedes? Have you been looking at futuring and has anything come up for you? I know that when we had you on the prior show, you talked about, let me get done with 2015.
Yeah.
Get that all taken care of. So have you been able to kind of look at that from a different perspective and maybe put it out a little bit further? So where are you with all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been playing with the idea of making the effort of driving this year, because I don't drive, as you know.
Okay.
But that's my focus this year, driving, getting myself wherever I need to go by myself.
Freedom. Yeah, that's awesome.
Exactly.
A wonderful goal to have on there. No, but it gives us just a sense of freedom and safety, and there's just so many wonderful things of being able to have that. So it's really kind of interesting how many people don't know how to drive. Of course, depending on where you live, I know people in New York City, they're all like, why would I learn how to drive? When it comes to, I can't get, put a car somewhere, well, that doesn't make sense. So depending on your lifestyle and what you have going on. So thank you for sharing that. That's pretty awesome. So Amy and I were talking a little bit earlier today about coming from a place of being lifetime seekers. And that's something that I know me personally, I've just always had these different things that I really just felt drawn to. I mean, we were talking about Big Magic, our first book that we had done in the Cafe Book Club. That's something that Elizabeth Gilbert talked about. When it comes to just those little inklings, ideas that really just say, I wonder what it'd be like to do something like that. For her, some one time it was a garden that she had just bought a house And then she ended up putting in a garden. And 3 years later, she winds up writing a novel from all the different things she learned about the history of plants and where they came from. So with something like that is being able to come from that way of seeking. So, Amy, I was going to ask you when it comes to that, you know, since we've done that first book, Big Magic, has there been a different way that you've looked at the way that you are seeking things and just taking those inklings to just a different level?
For me, it's what is my focus right now and then what comes around it. So something that I've put out is taking the work that I do, facilitating training, helping people with career development, and with veterans. I've been getting a calling from this idea of veterans, and all kinds of really interesting things are happening. This is a simple one. Sally Huss, H-U-S-S, she's an artist. You probably have some of the stuff in your house. So I had gone to a ceremony where reservists were deploying. A good friend of mine, she has a 5-year-old son, and she's a reservist, and she's deploying to Kuwait for 10 months. And they had all the children get down on the where they had all the service people. The soldiers were in uniform, and they have a ceremony they go through before they deploy, and they had all the kids come down. And it was very moving because you and I are military children, too, and having relived that. And I'd sent a picture of that to a friend of mine, and right as she was getting that picture, she got an email from Sally Huss about a book that she had just released on mothers that are veterans, and children, it's a children's book, and daughters, and how they deal with the separation. So because of that, I just said, what the heck, what have I got to lose? I emailed Sally, and we started a conversation today. And I don't know where it's going to go. It's really, I have her artwork in my house. And she responded to me within an hour. So it was like, all right, I don't know where that's going to go. But it was just too many things fell together too quickly, too easily.
Yeah, it's going back to, again, with Big Magic, when it talks to, you know, are you willing to take an idea and be able to partner with that and see where it wants to go? And that's just, gosh, that's exciting. That's so fun. It's that adventure.
Well, and then my dear husband, I don't know whether to, you know, say yay or punch him in the head, but he signed both of us up to go to a weekend training to become veteran advocates. So it's going to be from 7:30 in the morning on the 20th until noon on Monday. So all day Saturday, all day Sunday through noon on Monday, and knowing how to support veterans in very different ways, in lots of ways. So I said, all right, I'm up for it. So talk about seeking and learning. I'm not sure what it is, but he gets a feeling we should do it. And so we have a ticket, and I'm going to do it.
Well, there you go. Well, you know, just like with your husband having an inkling, my husband had an inkling. we were all set up to go ahead and do the 9 things you simply must do with Henry Cloud. And we've had a few people contacting the show about, because I'm always asking for, with our new cafe book club that we've done, I say, you know, hey, you know, if there's something that you guys want to be listening to or reading to that we can go ahead and have as our next topic. And we've had just a whole bunch of interest in this new book that's by Amy Cuddy, and it's called Presence. And if you go to YouTube, she's got the second most watched video or talk in history, which is just amazing, because really what happened with that was actually it only happened last year. And it's the second most watched in their whole history, which, I'm not even sure how long TED Talks have been going on, at least 10 years. So that just says so much about where we are. And Presence is about, just to give it in just a couple sentences, it's about body language on a lot of it, about how you hold yourself in your stance in life. It can really help you to be able to take a pose for a couple minutes, literally a couple minutes, and it can just put you in a totally different mindset to where you can basically go in and be able to feel encouraged instead of discouraged. So with the last couple shows that we've talked about with envisioning and working with our future self, it just seemed like just the next thing to be able to talk about. Just like Amy saying, you know, I had this inkling of something, and, you know, and I said yes. And, I mean, literally, the book Presence just really came across yesterday morning when Andy showed it to me, and he just said, you know, hey, take a look at this. I think it would make the next really great book. And it really does. It just seems like it's going to be complementing what we've already had going on. I look forward to seeing what happens in the forum for people to be able to talk about that. And we're going to basically just, you know, have this tonight talking about this a little bit and just kind of be a teaser for everybody. But starting next week, we're going to go ahead and do that. So I'll have Andy go ahead and put the book in our shop, in our store, so we people can go ahead and just click that and order it, get that going. There's also an audio version as well, with Amy being able to have it on there too. So what did you think of it so far, Amy, with the TED Talk and just what we've learned so far?
Well, it's going to be really interesting, and it's funny because you had mentioned that, and it sounded familiar, but then when I went to look at it, I had watched it before. So it's interesting. I think it is almost part of our culture. And it's going to be interesting mm-hmm. to watch because I like what she did and what she talked about. She talks a lot about body language, and that's all great, but for me, really sitting with that, I can see how body language, there has to be judgment because you're watching something, you're observing mm-hmm. something, and that easily, in my mind, can pull you out of being present. For me, being present is really being neutral and not coming from judgment. So it's going to be interesting to go through the book and see, you know, how that unfolds.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's just just from looking at it, and I've been sharing with a couple of other of our diners with Michelle, you know, and she's been on a few times, and we were talking about it. One thing that she said that I thought was interesting was that she'd always really not understood how people could be into sports. And one of the body languages that you have is you put your hands over your head like, yay, you know, with celebrating. And she was thinking about all these people that watch sports, and they're always just love to see their you know, team winning. Well, of course, they put their hands up, and they're all excited, and they've got all these things going on. So even just watching other people expressing that body language of, you know, being in joy and having, you know, achieve something with just the celebrations of achievement. So I just think that was really an interesting thing. So it just gave her a different perspective about it. She's like, I never really thought about it that way before. So when we get into the book and all that, I think it would be really interesting to come from that. So we talked a little bit about, you know, going back and looking at being a seeker. And like I said, Amy and I started just having this really great conversation about, you know, there's just so many ways that people seek, depending on who they are and what they're interested in and stuff like that. So I think it would be really great to just kind of explore that a little bit more. So one thing we had talked about, just the different ways that people seek depending on their personality and the things that they're interested in. So I'd love for you to be able to explore that a little bit more with you, Amy.
Well, and when you talk about the seeking, is like it can come, and like you're saying, in so many different ways. Like we're doing the book club and we're doing the podcasting. Well, there's a set of skills that have to be learned in order to do that. So we're reading books and learning about things, but also there has to be technology that needs to be learned. There needs to be time management. So it's not just esoteric things when you're a seeker. It's also what are the skills and experience do I have to take this deeper, broader, wider? And so I think that's part of it, not limiting it to I'm just reading spiritual stuff. You know, or I'm sitting out in nature, which is a great thing. But it's like sometimes it's about learning decision-making tools, or it's maybe learning how to do a blog talk radio, or how to go to iHeart Radio and put things on, right? So it's what do I need to learn to be more proficient so I can take it deeper or in a new direction? And then you go over there and you go, oh, well, because I learned this, now I can go over here and learn that. So I think it's good to go to different meetings. That's why meetup meetings are a very cool thing, because it opens you up to different possibilities. And then we talk a lot about being a lifelong learner and how that helps you to stay young mentally, emotionally, and physically. I think that's part of being a seeker, too, is being a lifelong learner.
Well, yeah, gosh, I can just, you know, it's that saying that the more you know, the less you know. You know, when it comes to being able to have things out in the world and exploring different stuff. So I want to get Mercedes into the conversation here too. So Mercedes, when it comes to just the seeking of things, have you found that this last year had been just a different way that you were able to see the world, and what did you learn from that?
It's been interesting. You know, I mean, in my culture, Hispanic culture, we usually like are really afraid and scared of new things, maybe technology, it's hard for us to learn some things because we're new to all this technology thing, you know. But it's been interesting. I've been learning a lot from you, and, you know, just looking at you in a different way, I learned to do different things. But it's been a trip. And I'm sure I'm going to learn more.
Yeah, you'd be able to go in a car and get on a trip. So that's going to be exciting, too.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to drive to Vegas, but, you know.
Well, one mile at a time, as they say. One mile at a time.
Exactly. Getting in and just doing it.
So, Mercedes, one thing I'd love to talk to you about or throw out here for you. Before you met Robin and started working with her at the flower shop, I imagine you looked at flowers a lot differently than you do today. Is that true?
Well, actually, I did not like flowers. I told Robin, please don't make me touch flowers because I even kill flowers or plastic. That's how bad I was. But working at the flower shop, it's just made me realize what a beautiful gift it is to be able to create a beautiful arrangement and make people happy with it. And it's really amazing to see all the reaction that you get from just one arrangement, just one flower. You know, I've learned a lot. And, you know, thank you for that, Robin.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, that's one thing that she was really cute when she came in. She goes, I'm just going to kind of help keep things straightened up around here. And I went, oh, no, you're not. You're going to be playing with the flowers. It's okay. If you go to some of my past shows with Flower Wisdom, you can get a little bit of taste about what we're talking about. When it comes to just the languaging and the sensing of just the things around us, especially with the nature world, being able to connect to that in ways you can't even imagine because, you know, it's that the what's beyond the words, being able to see a flower and how that affects you. And it just comes from symbology and color and just so many different ways that nature really speaks to us and helps us to keep balance. So like Amy was saying, you know, it's great to be able to go out into nature and for balancing yourself, especially when we're talking about, you know, being a seeker and coming from that place where there's a sense of how am I going to be working in the world and having it be where it's balanced. So, you know, when it comes to being able to, you know, look at nature and being able to learn from that, I just think that that's just really, really cool. So, anything else coming up for you, Amy?
Well, something I'd like to kind of throw out, when you talk about presence, I'm not looking at the outline of the book, and I have, I ordered it, and I'll get it tomorrow, so I'll be going, and it's really fun to go through it as the listeners are going through it, too, and we're all learning together. But for me, she talks about listening and how important that is in terms of presence. And I have to say I agree before I even read anything. It just comes from looking at the outline that in order to really experience something, to really learn about it, you have to really listen. And I think you have to really listen deeply. And that's part of being able to find those seeds, right, is because you're listening. Mm-hmm. But you're listening not only with your ears. I think presence is listening with your ears and your eyes and your heart and your senses and really listening at a deep, profound level, because that takes seeking to a whole nother level, not just seeing something or hearing it, but allowing your intuition to be part of it, allowing all of it. I think that's what makes us successful in business, is being able to really deeply listen to those clues and look into those customers. What do they really need, and what can I provide for them in a way that somebody else can't? So I think presence can really, you know, creating those relationships where everybody wins and everybody's successful.
Yeah, we'd gone back, and when we were doing Big Magic, there was a one time we were talking about creativity and really coming from this perspective of, you know, getting yourself quiet so the creativity can really bubble to the surface. And I called it quiet creativity. Really giving yourself that downtime, that slowing yourself down to really can get in tune with what's around me and what's wanting to be able to be expressed and have it, you know, coming forward and just coming in a different way. And I just love how all this stuff is happening with Miss Russ here, where you have the creativity coming in there and not even knowing where it's going to go, and you're just saying yes to that, Amy. I just think that's awesome. Because it's, you know, that moment-to-moment, day-to-day, my future self helping me to figure out what this stuff is on whatever level, but yet I'm still open to just the possibility of my future surprising me. That's always kind of nice.
Yeah,
being able to be an adventurer and the surprise of what that's going to happen. So I'm excited to see how that's all going to turn out. And then how great for Ross to be helping you with that as well, you know, just coming from that sense of like, this is something, and for you two to do it together. Isn't that awesome? In a partnership with your marriage, and then we're sharing that with each other, and how that can be just so empowering to the community that you guys will be able to be there to assist. That's just awesome.
Well, and I do a lot of work with veterans, and in the veteran world, the military world, it's really important to have a battle buddy. And I think in the world, you need to have those buddies, creativity buddies, balance buddies, self-care buddies, people that really help you not only hold you accountable, but hold you in love and see you where you could be. You know, I think all it takes is one person who really believes in you and who encourages you and supports you that can help you to get where you need to be. All it takes is one. It's better to have more than one. But I think it's really important to have people who stand next to you and who believe in you and support you, like we certainly do. And Mercedes is, you know, doing the same thing too. The two of you, I see you have a lovely way of doing that for each other. And I think that is really, really important.
Oh, and it's beyond just value. You know, it's priceless with what it gives to one another, and being able to have that camaraderie and just that sense of a partnership and goals and things like that we really want for each other, and mutual goals that we do for each other too. I think it's just a really wonderful way of being able to be in partnership. So I really want to go back and talk a little bit more about how we're coming from being a seeker. And, I mean, with the Transformation Cafe, that's really why this show got started. It was from mutual people with similar passions for being able to be seekers, sitting around and really just opening ourselves up to having these authentic conversations about things that we were learning in the moment, and how we were able to show our just sense of what was going on, being able to share that with one another. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, this we've been on for 4 years now, and it's just been amazing to see the progress and just the topic of things that they've evolved and how people's perspectives have changed. I think it's just really, really cool. So I feel just so privileged to have you on, Amy, and all our diners, have Mercedes here. It just makes it just so wonderful. And I want to thank all of our people who, you know, send messages and be in the forum and with this whole book club. It's just been just a wonderful experience. And I look forward to seeing what's going to happen with this next book, because it sounds like a simple concept, but once you really just got into just some of the basics of what Amy's talking about, they're just ahas that I'd already had about that. So I'm looking forward to seeing where the conversations were going to go. And I really want to pull that back into big magic as well. Every time we've done a book, how does that, you know, relate to other things that are going on, with things that we've reviewed? How's that going on with just current events and things like that are happening real time for us? Being able to help us to come from just a new way of looking at it, having another understanding with it, and being able to nurture one another with those processes, just like you're saying, you know, real time with just the stresses of life, and having it where it could be something that really can be benefiting us, both personally and then on a community level. What do you think about that, Amy?
Well, and I think it's important to have that support group, and the support from the past podcasts are there too. Don't forget that you can go back to all those big magic podcasts and you can re-listen to them and be re-inspired and reignited by them. Plus all the amazing podcasts that you've done over time, you know, that's part of being a seeker and a learner. And you get they're so well framed with other information. So you could go to any of those podcasts and go, oh, there's another book I want to look at, or there's a video I want to look at, and see where that gives you more seeds to seek from. And then maybe you'll need, oh, I need another skill based on watching this. I want to go try whatever, painting, or I want to go learn how to do something that will help me be better in the seeking position.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody, when you do go to the past shows, especially with the Big Magic, we also have those on YouTube. And if you go to Robin Masevich, which is my last name's, it's Robin, R-O-B-I-N, and then Masevich, M-A-S-I-E-W-I-C-Z, for the the YouTubes, you'll actually be able to find them faster than if you go to the Transformation Cafe. So just want to encourage everybody to go and check that out. And, you know, every once in a while, I'll go back and listen to an old show just to say, oh, gosh, I hadn't listened to that for a while. And I have listened to the Big Magics again because I really want to have that just be something we can fold into the present conversation because there's so much great information that came from that book that just to do a one-time pass through that, it limits the amount of the ways that we can understand it and it being able to be empowered like that. Because we were talking about, you know, last week when Amy and I were together, we're just like, you know, gosh, we were in the middle of that thing. We just had this synergy going on and everybody was being very creative and had all kinds of really wonderful ideas and stuff that were coming up. So, you know, wanting to get back into that again. And then having it, every time you listen to something like that, you may listen to it in a totally new way. And like, I didn't hear it like that. Or I didn't even hear it sometimes. It's amazing when I have a three or four different books that I've heard that over the years from friends of mine that to say, you know, if you've got a great book, you know, leave it, you know, put it on the shelf for a year and then pick it up and look at it again because your perspective's different and you're going to see it in a totally different way. So like with all these shows, that's definitely something that can really be benefiting you for the future too as well. So it just having that be such a wonderful thing. So has there been some shows in the past that you've listened to, Amy, that you got new ahas?
Well, something in terms of learning, you know, I'm a trainer or facilitator. A lot of times you just go through the material once, whether it's a book or a podcast or whatever it is, and then kind of to let it settle and then go back and go, all right, how am I going to grow from this? What am I going to do from this? So that's what I would challenge people that with anything like that, it takes a couple of times around to that now, then every time you listen, I would challenge you to say, what is one thing podcast from this book, from this chapter that I'm going to do differently from listening to this, reading this time. And that's how you make it actionable in your life. One time mm-hmm. around, you're just kind of getting it. And the more times you do it, the more times you challenge yourself to take one little action, then all of a sudden, 1 mile at a time, all of a sudden you're in Las Vegas, 227 miles later.
And she speaks from personal experience about that. She knows what that like feels like to hit the road going and wind up someplace else. That's for darn sure. Yeah, so it's exciting and just really wonderful. So we love to hear from everybody, you know, their thoughts and ideas about the show. And if you are familiar with Presence already, we'd love to hear from you on that. We will be posting some of the YouTubes and the TED Talk that Amy has so people can kind of have that as a point of reference going into the book. And because she's actually got three or four different videos out there that are pretty effective. And she's also was a guest speaker at a couple places where she talked. So one thing I really found out that I didn't know about her was that that she's been getting all kinds of people messaging her talking about how, you know, just learning how to be able to hold themselves in a different authentic power place that it literally has changed people's lives. One of the examples was for firemen, because when firemen are going into the dangerous situations of into a fire and things like that, this is actually things that they practice with just some of the positions and the things that Amy talks about. And also when it comes to this confidence of for safety. And one lady was really amazing. She said that, you know, she was recovering from cancer, and she actually, every time before she went to go talk to her doctor, she'd go ahead and just prepare herself, you know, take a moment to be able to just future herself. She really, because I think a lot of this is the futuring of self, and just coming from a new place of empowering yourself before you go into situations. So it's really, really futuring yourself. I just didn't realize that until just now. So that's an exciting thing too as well. So had you thought about that, Amy?
For me, it's really about taking this whole authentic self and presencing and futuring to a whole new, deeper level. A challenge I think I want to issue to everybody before we go forward on this is maybe this next week, certainly get the book, and that'll be put on the website or the on the podcast here. And I want people to think about, how are you not being present?
That's a good question.
As we dive into the seeking presence, right, in our authentic self, that might be a good exercise this week. Just take some time and notice when you go to your drive to work and all of a sudden you realize, I don't remember the last 20 minutes. Maybe you weren't present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You went autopilot because you just do it so much and don't even think about it. exactly. So how many places in my life, you know, did I wind up here and how did I get here? That's a really, really good. Yeah, that's a great exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a little homework now.
Yeah, baby. That's right.
Yeah,
got to have homework.
Yeah, so I want to thank Mercedes and Amy for joining me, and we're really looking forward to this next show. And like I said, any questions, comments, we'd love to hear from everybody. And we just really want to thank you for joining us here at the cafe, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again.